What's up, everybody? It is your boy Gio, and welcome, 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 welcome to the Infamous Anime Podcast. My name, obviously, you already know my name is Gio. What we have is my co-host, Coden Pablo.
What's up, guys? Good, feels really good to be here. I'm really excited for your channel, man. It's gonna be, and your podcast is gonna be some great stuff. Can't wait.
Thank you, man. Many years to come. All right. But let's get started, my guy. We are going to do one of my favorite animes and one of the oldest animes. And we're going to compare and contrast and see which one is better. Mm-hmm. Like me, of course, I have my notes. My man just finished watch both of them. So, he got his notes. Okay, never mind. He got his notes. Okay. So let's get
it's
into
right
it.
Here, baby.
So, right. Which one you want to do first? You want to do Another or Elfin Lied?
The last one I watched was Elfin Lied. So maybe we should do that one. But I'm going to say Another because I want to do a little refresher.
Okay.
And really get into that one.
Okay.
That one's pretty interesting.
Alrighty. So basically, I'm just going to give what I'm going to do in this podcast. I'm going to tell you the summary of the anime. I'm not going to give you the spoilers, obviously.
Some confusing parts too of both animes, but we'll get into
that. We're going to get to it. We're going to summarize it. Then we're going to tell the pros, the cons, and then a ranking from 1 to 10, obviously, and why I rank it that way. And vice versa, you're on as well, okay? So that's what we're going to do.
Yep.
Another is basically a horror story, a mini-part horror story about a guy who is in this particular class that everyone, is afraid about. The reason why they're so afraid is because this certain classroom has a spiritual girl who died of a horror death. So here's my pros. Okay. I love the symbolism in the anime season. They have plenty of symbolism, plenty of them. The puppets, the crow, plenty of symbolism.
They interacted in that town. Definitely the puppets, like when the main character went into like the store, right? The store with all the puppets and the girl, right? That she's a big, big piece because a lot of people thought in the beginning, like the girl that he meets that everyone is ignoring. I'm jumping a little bit, but pretty much the girl that he meets is like everyone, he thinks like she's a ghost because everyone's ignoring her. But you come to find out she's actually not a ghost. So you get to learn a lot more about her. And then, the puppets and everything too, and her eye. And there's just a lot of stuff going on there. And then also with like the classroom, right? The desks that she sits at, some of the writings that they do, the way they act is also symbolism as well. For things to come.
Which you got me with the two other, points that I wrote down, the suspensefulness of each episode. That was great plus.
That was really good about that.
Yes,
the suspense. Like I didn't know what was next.
Yes, of course. And the settings were easy to follow. You could tell where they were. You didn't have to like second guess anything. You just they're in the classroom, the crows up in the school.
Yeah,
at the gate at the or they're in the school. Okay, cool. And the last thing I want to say is the character development was building at a certain pace. They didn't rush it or anything. They just, about this guy. He went through, his dad is going on a business trip in Egypt. Mm-hmm. His mom is moving to another place. And I think either in Tokyo, correct me if I'm wrong, Tokyo or some other place in Japan.
Yeah, it was Tokyo.
Yeah, okay. I was all right. Then it's Tokyo, Dad's in Egypt for business. People were just mind their concern. They're talking about how what happened with the one girl, what happened to her eyes, is like what you said. And it was building up, building up, building up to the last episode, which I like. Anything you want to add, Pablo?
Well, to your point, I think the setting, though, got a little unpredictable, like, as the episodes, you know, came through, because it was just, okay, they're in the town and they go to class and a lot of weird shit's happening. But then, like, they start doing trips and they start going to other places and they try to leave the town and they start seeing, like, some of the consequences of their actions. And it didn't matter if they were in the town or not. Well, it did matter, actually. It mattered because, you know, and kind of skipping ahead again, but like the weird stuff that was happening to them was in the town and in that vicinity. And it was directly, you know, tied to those students in class three. So that's like what's really important too, to keep in mind. It's not just about if you're there or not. It's also like, are you connected to that class? Who do you know? And who are you talking to? It really, all that stuff really matters. And it mattered too when they were even outside the town as well.
Yeah, I mean, I somewhat disagree because, like, the settings was, there were, like, I kind of, it must be the experience with, like, you know, this the show and like, the genre. But, like, they were on spot on for me. I this is just how I feel, but they were spot on. But I see where you're coming from your angle point. I see it, especially, well, which, by the way, I want to ask you a question, Pablo. Is this your first horror film in anime?
Yeah, honestly. That's why. Like, I watched other anime where there's blood and fighting, but, like, in terms of, like, yeah, just straight up horror or falling in that category and a lot of gore, like, and, you know, yeah, that was pretty much, like, my first horror anime.
That's why.
Elf and Lie, the other one we're going to talk about and compare, is like the second one, literally, because I watched it right after. So it was pretty dope to like have that experience. It was scary and also anime. So it was like two weird feelings that I had. So,
okay, that's why. Because I was figuring, I was like, the settings are spot on. I don't know why. The cons. Oh boy. This one, the first one you said earlier, the storyline was a little bit confusing, as what you said. It was so confusing that I had to watch it again when I first watched it. I had to rewatch it a second time.
Yeah, it makes me want to rewatch. I'm definitely going to have to rewatch it again, you know, me being new to that show. But there were some parts that like kind of confused me. Just like, I'm trying to think now. I guess, like, you know, it did a good job with like the girl, you know, her being mysterious, but you know, she kind of had some powers, you know, that she could have revealed early on that, like, I feel like she knew about. So that was a little confusing that they didn't reveal that. I guess it's like she's not supposed to reveal those kind of things. It ties into the doll thing. But then also, like, just how certain characters tied into the storyline as well. I was confused about the woman that ended up being, you know, the ghost or whatever that we're going to talk about. And then the main character having to kill her. That part kind of confused me. Like, I mean, I saw her coming or being there, but I don't even remember her being on the trip or whatever. It was just weird how, like, they kind of fit in certain things. Certain scenes into other scenes.
I don't know if this might fit as two. Mm-hmm. Two and three might fit as one. I put that the theme music was a bit too much hardcore. Well, yes, I get it. Hardcore, like hardcore horror, I get it. But I mean, that theme music sound more like a rock concert.
The theme music definitely did.
Seriously. And also too, the mood of the story, it wasn't balanced. I don't like the balance. What I mean by balance, I mean like it has a little bit of past with a little bit of present, kind of like correlates with each other, and it gives me it kind of gives me, you know, back in the day, the Twilight Zone, the Twilight Zone with Forrest Whitaker, and it's like, it gives me that type of vibe in a Japanese way. If I had to describe it, and if someone asks me, you ever heard of another, and give me in one sentence that describes that show, I probably would say the Twilight, a hardcore Twilight Zone anime. That's mm-hmm. what I would describe it.
It did feel like the Twilight Zone a little bit, like something, you know, something out of this world was happening, and you know, you just couldn't pinpoint it. A lot of spirituality things and demon stuff, and it kind of got me curious about, like, because with anime, just as a side note, I'm learning more and more and more about, like, the Japanese culture, you know, the way they eat, the way they talk, the way they sleep. I mean, even to the point where I started looking up things for myself. But anyway, it's kind of crazy, you know, thinking about, like, you know, what do they think about religion as well? You know, like, that's kind of like a question that I got after watching this anime, you know, because they talk about demons and stuff. And I have watched animes that involved somewhat religious stuff, but very lighthearted. And I feel like this one kind of delved, you know, questioned that a little bit more, like, you know, is there a God and that kind of stuff? Like, I'm not sure how that culture, you know, views that kind of stuff, but I know they definitely believe in, like, demons and spirituality and other things.
Oh, by the way, if you want something like that, I got, like, at least 3 animes for you about religion.
All right, well, I'm pretty much going to be watching new animes the whole rest of 2021, man, because I got to catch
new,
up.
I have new and old, so
okay.
I'm going to hit you up when we're done this. But from 1 to 10, how would you rate it? I want to hear your rating and why, and then I'm going to tell you my rating.
For another, right?
Yeah, another. One is whack and 10 is A1.
0.5. No, I'm just playing. I'm trying to think. So overall, this anime definitely kept me on my toes. It was something kind of new to me, you know, horror and gore and suspense. And it had me scared. It actually, because there's another thing too, Greg. Gio. Damn, my bad. So there's another thing too that kind of like threw me off as well. I thought the anime was going to end pretty like bad. I haven't watched the anime where the ending was bad, so I thought that was also going to happen as well. It didn't, and I'm glad. I would rate this a solid 6.5. The reason why is because I felt like the storyline could have been better. It could have made, you know, more seasons and stuff. You know, I don't personally like animes that, like, they just make one season and that's it, unless it's, like, really, really good and they put a lot of work into it. I felt like a lot of people died, right? And it just kind of numbed you to that.
They did die.
Like, so many people. And it's, like, I get it, but, like, for me, I feel like, and this is also what Elfin lied to, I feel like you shouldn't just, like, start killing people off the bat. I feel like it should be really gradual and very, very, like, you know, out of nowhere it hits you, it scares you, right? And I feel like it had its moments, it had suspense, but it could have done a better job of scaring you, you know, keeping you really on your toes and your feet. But at the same time, it was really engaging. It really did, you know, keep me wanting to watch more. So I would give it a good 6.5 out of 10. What do you think?
It's kind of funny because I'm right out the money too. I give it a solid 6 because I agree with what you all say. Everything was good. It kept me, as you said, kept me on my toes on every single episode. But it's just the two things that I really, they're very vital to anime. And that's and this is just for me, in my own opinion. Number one, the storyline. That's a big vital to anime. And I don't want to say the storyline was buns, but it shouldn't be so confusing to a point where I have to watch it 2, 3, 4, 600, the million times to finally understand what it means.
Yeah, with the different scenes and why that person ended up being the ghost. I was like, what?
Yeah, I shouldn't have to like rerun the episode again. And the other thing is just the vibe I got from it. I don't I have nothing against the Twilight Zone. Don't get me wrong. I have none against the Twilight Zone, but it's just too many like concurrences, too many weird stuff that's happening that makes you think like, ew, why I have a feeling that Larry Fishburne or the guy from the 60s gonna come out of nowhere from the screen and just say, oh, you see, this certain student is going through a lot of trouble, but the problem is he can't go outside. What would happen? What's his options? And what they're going? And then they do that one look in the Twilight Zone.
I don't know.
I always get that vibe almost every single episode when they show you, like, at the end, when they cut the scene before they show you the end credits.
Yeah.
Like, that one guy's going to come out of nowhere and starts, like, you know. Like, you know how, like, in Dragon Ball, this is, like, a side note, Dragon Ball, when they say Goku had just lost his power, right, and he just went down from a Super Saiyan 4 to Super Saiyan 2, but he's running out of energy. Unlike so, Evil Cell has a plan up his sleeve. Will Goku have all the energy that he has left? Tune in next time on Dragon Ball Z. Yeah,
that bullshit question.
Yeah. I have a feeling, like, I always get that feeling, like, why? I have a feeling someone's going to jump out. But as we can agree, 6 out of 10.
But
a little above average.
I want to add, you know, one last thing before we move on to is kind of like, you know, the whole thing about the extra student and them explaining that was very confusing. They could have, like, got to the point more, and I feel like they just threw in a bunch of different explanations of why things were going on. And like you said, it's good that it keeps you guessing, but it's also bad if, like, you don't have some kind of idea what's going to happen. You know, I feel like you should have somewhat of an idea. And I feel like a lot of my expectations for what I thought was going to happen never did happen. So it was kind of like, not let down, but it was just kind of like, eh, like, all right, I see what you guys are trying to do, especially near the ending. And they, you know, everyone just starts dying. That shit was mad confusing too. There was a fire that happened in a building and you didn't even see any flames until like 20 minutes after it happened. It was just weird, you know, and random people were killing each other. And it was just like, you know, I think there was a part, yeah, there was a part where, like, there was some information that people didn't know about, but then the main character told one other person and then they told everyone. And then, like, after the fact, you find out that they had that information. That's when everyone started trying to kill each other. It was just kind of weird how they transitioned that information. You know, I think, you know, you got to be really careful about how you do certain things with these shows. And sometimes I feel like it was just kind of confusing to follow along.
Yeah, man. That's the end of another.
How old was that anime too? Was that like recent? Like,
yeah, that's the recent one out of the two. That's the recent one.
Gotcha.
The other one, Elfin Lied. Oh boy.
That one was really interesting. I was surprised a little bit, and it was an older anime, but it made me feel like it was like a modern one. You know, it was really like recent, so definitely relatable to a lot of stuff going on there.
Oh, and this is just a random fact from yours truly, Gio. This is my first anime I ever watched, man. That's my first anime.
Ever?
Yeah, when I first watched anime, this is my first one.
Wow, guys.
Elfin Lied.
You heard it here. This is great. Gio's first ever anime. First ever? Like, when you were, like, a little kid?
Well, not a little kid. I mean, more like...
And a grown-ass
No. I'll say, like, sophomore year, junior year of high school. That was my first anime, and someone recommended me that.
Gio's first anime. Who recommended it to you?
I'd rather keep their name nameless, but I'll tell you. But yeah, somebody that I went to high school with told me about that. And
wouldn't know, but it's okay. I'll find out on my own
time. Nah, you trust me, you wouldn't know. But Elfin Lied. I have so much pros. I can't even tell you. I'm gonna dumb it down to the four.
Okay.
in my opinion, their storyline is so A1. I kind of rank that as the best storyline in the horror fantasy anime. Because it actually has a story that you can follow up on, you can relate to.
Well, you might have to catch me up because I thought the storyline was a little confusing at times too. But I think it was better than another in terms of like the storyline and making sense. I definitely think it was more linear, right? You know, because some of the characters grew up together and stuff. But I'm confused about the three crazy girls. I would say there's three of them, and you know how the one is related to the main character, and then how the other two are just kind of like they're supposed to be the daughter of somebody, but they're like two different people. You know, there's a lot going on, and the split personality too. So there's a lot to dive into.
I mean, I can answer your question easily.
Go right ahead.
Okay, so which one you're having? All right, first things first, let's talk about the story. About the summary first, and then I can break that down. Elfin Lied is a story of a certain Deinoculus, a certain type of human race that has telekinetic power ability. Her name is Lucy, and she was made to cause destruction on the world.
Yep.
She decided to run away, and she hanged out, and she was somewhat killed, but then a certain human being took her up in this apartment, or should they say flat, and basically pretty much nurture her back to life. Meanwhile, they took Lucy's DNA and made another Deinoculus to destroy the planet, but also to kill Lucy, the original Deinoculus.
Got it.
So, and like I said, technically speaking, on your question, Lucy is the parent. That small chick is technically her daughter. And you said one other person you didn't understand.
You're saying the one with pink hair is the daughter of the one with the red hair?
The tall chick, Lucy?
Yeah, the one that is split personality and she's like, oh, I'm new. And then the next second, I'm Lucy. She's the main character.
Yes.
She's like the mother of the die, whatever they're called.
Yes.
And then the pink one is the daughter.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Or whatever they did in the lab to kind of take the DNA and
The DNA, duplicate it, and make it to a whole nother human being.
Gotcha. And then the lab guy, I thought actually, now that I'm thinking about it, that whole thing about him was pretty nice, I think. You know, elaborating on his story. He's like one of the lab people. And he's like, you know, one of the main ones. And you kind of see his story unfold because he actually had the daughter of the Dyad Colix. What is it called again?
Deinoculus.
But he pretended, that's now I get it now. He let his real daughter go out in the, he didn't, not in the world, but he let go of her, kept her a secret. But then he treated the daughter Deinoculus as his daughter. But that wasn't really his daughter.
Exactly. Another thing I would love to talk about is the animation.
Yeah.
The animation
A1
is because, and that's another thing too. It was hand drawn. It's one of those retro hand drawn animations. That's why I say, and that's, I could be wrong. Let me see if I'm right. I think that's in the late 90s.
It's drawn that far.
I think the show streamed in the late 90s. I could be wrong. I think I could be wrong.
I'll look it up too now.
All right. Anime, which really came out? It came out on I think it's
16. Yeah, it was, man.
Late 90s.
Lack of CGI to help drawing drawing the buildings and environments probably played a big part in it for these two other shows. Yeah, so it was hand drawn. You're correct.
Yeah, hand drawn. At late 90s,
Google,
early
guys.
late 90s, early 2000s. And that's hand drawn. And even though it's so long, it still has that crispy HD clear cut, you know, straight to the point.
It was very crispy. I like it crispy.
Yeah, everyone, who doesn't like that? They don't like a sloppy.
Oh my God.
Okay. I will say the well balance between the past and the present is excellent. I love it. Plenty of memorable moments in the past and present, each one. Plenty of
titties.
No, I wasn't gonna aim there, but
thanks. You recommended it. I'm just saying, Gio. You recommended it.
That wasn't the reason why I recommended it for you. But okay. I like it because it had plenty of stuff. Even the character development where Lucy, how she got Wicked. If you don't remember.
Personality that she had was kind of like cool, because, and it was kind of funny because it just so happened like the two main characters, and oh, that's another thing. Aren't they cousins? The boy, the main character, the guy, and then like the woman that comes to his house, like the first one.
No,
I thought they were cousins. I'm pretty sure they said they were cousins. I was about to be like, yo, what in the incest is going on? Because she was like confessing her feelings. All right, guys, I just have to like watch these animes better. I don't know what.
Yeah, I was gonna say you might have to watch that back, but yeah, you just threw me off after that.
What are you looking up?
No, like I said, you throw me off when you said that. I was like, wait, what?
I thought they said in the beginning they were cousins. I'm pretty sure they said they were family members. I'm
pretty sure they're not. But the battles are very epic. I will say that.
Oh, no, that's what I was going to say. My bad, bro, before we get into that. So, like, there was parts where, like, you know, Lucy wouldn't be Lucy, right? She'd be Nuke. She's like, oh, new. And it would be like really critical moments where like you want the main characters to find out who she really is, but then she turns back. And it kind of like is good too, because they use the split personality to kind of hide her reality or hide her identity. But then it shows all these like flashbacks and feelings that she has for the main character that don't get brought up until like it gets built up until the end. So I thought that was really good.
I mean, did you see like why she has that evil intent?
I think it's either because of the way they tortured her, or because of like, you know, they said that like when she turned 3 or 4, like she just they start killing people.
Yeah, that's what you said. They torture her because she was different from everybody else,
right?
And she just got sick and tired of it.
Yeah.
But
pretty gruesome too.
This was
like, I know for another, it was gruesome for sure. And there was a lot of like death moments, but I feel like they didn't like show that much detail as much as Elfin Lied. Like they just went all out.
Like I said, well, you have to understand back in like in the 90s and stuff, you could show a lot more nudity compared to 2020.
That too. Titties.
Yeah, you can show a lot of nudity, more skin. No one had no Me Too movement. No one had no social justice warriors. No feministic crowds and
right.
Beta simps acting crazy.
It's like today's world, and that's another good point. You know, aside from the anime, it's like today's world can't really handle some of the stuff that, like, you know, was going on back then. Like, if we saw, you know, anime and there were some titties out, you know, we do that now, it's like, we're going to go crazy. It goes on social media. It goes viral. And
the next thing you know, indecent exposure.
Right. And just all this crazy shit, you know, laws, policies. And it's like, I'm all about protecting women. I definitely, you know, I respect women and stuff, but it's also kind of like, you know, there's a certain like culture with some of this stuff. There's a reason why they do these things. It's not just because they want to, but it's just because like things were just a lot more laid back and chill back then, you know? even with guy stuff too. I'm pretty sure they showed nudity with that too as well. So it's like, you know.
Yeah, obviously. I only had one con.
What's your con?
And this ain't for the anime. It goes for the team who created that.
Okay.
They should have continued that season when they had that chance, man.
Yeah, I didn't like the ending. And I was thinking to myself, like, is there another season? There's no other season?
I'll be honest with you. I never cry on anime like how everyone cries. But I cried. I said, oh, there must be some good anime. I check. I said,
my man. We're going to talk about the ending, but I actually want to get back to a point that you brought up because I was just talking. You said the battles were pretty epic. The battles were amazing. I think the action was awesome. I love action. And I like the idea behind the hands because I was like, what the fuck is going on when she, you know, in the beginning when she just started murdering everyone. I was like, there has to be something to this that makes sense. And the invisible hands definitely did. I thought it was pretty cool. Even though they just kill you that easily and they're splitting you apart and popping your head. And I also think Lucy fucked up killing certain people she didn't have to kill. There was definitely a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
The coffee girl. Really, man? Like,
what did she do to you?
Even if she... what is she going to do? Like, she just makes coffee for people. And she answers the phone. Like, you didn't have to kill her.
But, any cons they have to add, bro?
I mean, I thought it was still confusing adding those three dialogues. I feel like if you just had one or two and you just kind of like focused on that, you know, I didn't like that the two daughters, it was like the one is a fake and one's real. And then the way that ended where they just blew her up, I'm like thinking like, okay, if you can just blow up one of your, you know, test subjects, how come you couldn't do that with your other test subjects? If that was the case, y'all would have been, this whole show wouldn't have happened because it's like, you basically just, what was it, like the third time's the charm where it's like, you know what, this third test subject, if they do some crazy shit, we got a bomb ready. But like, y'all didn't think to do that the first two crazy beings that you guys had, that were floating arms and killing everyone. And also, I didn't like that it didn't explain too much about like, I mean, yeah, they tortured them, but you know, they explained that like when you're three or four, they become advanced and they start killing people. So I thought that was kind of confusing as well, that development for them. Mm. And then also one last thing I would say is like, and you're gonna have to fill me in on this. So Lucy mm-hmm. met the main character when they were young, right?
But
no, I'm asking you, they met when they were younger, right?
No, they did not.
They didn't?
No.
So how does, yeah, but remember when she killed her sister?
That I don't know.
Wait, hold on.
Are you sure you're getting mixed up with somebody else? The sister didn't die.
Yeah, it did. She killed her on the train. You didn't see that scene?
You sure it's not a random civilian she accidentally killed? No. Because it wasn't the sis.
Yeah, it was. Gio, oh, you gotta double check that, bro, because I'm 100% on that. I'm not saying I'm wrong, because that one, that is 100%. He was on the train with his stepdad or his dad and the sister and Lucy or whoever when they were children killed her on the train.
Hold on.
It was kind of confusing, but it was also like, okay.
Today is not a day I could spell. Okay.
That's me every day.
Hold on. I don't... In a train? You?
Yeah, bro.
Hold on. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Kane is the younger sister.
You're right. Yeah, I somehow, like I said, it's been a long time since I watched this.
Yeah, man. So she ended up killing her. So I guess what the show's trying to say too is that they met when they were younger too. Like she was, you know, in that school with him and they met. And then she got captured after, you know, being in the apartment because she killed all those people. And then I guess she got back out and met up with him again by
You mean escaped?
coincidence,
She
escaped.
escaped,
But then
yeah.
she just met up with him by coincidence and then he happened to forget. That's the one thing I would say I don't like about the anime. It's like kind of weird how they reconnected.
Okay. All right. So 1 to 10. What is your rating?
You know, based on the time, based on like the CGI, I would definitely have to give it a 7, but before knowing all that kind of stuff, I'm gonna give it a 6, solid 6. So I'm gonna go with 6.
I ain't gonna lie. I put 9.7, 9.8 out of 10 on my notes.
Why?
But you gave me some great points at the cons. You gave me some good points. So I have to say, I gotta say at least an 8. I gotta say 8 at least. Because I mean, I love Elfin Lied. I wish they would have made more seasons. But I didn't see your point. I somewhat get your points why you don't like it. Especially the one part which I did, which the one part which I totally forgot to miss. The part where she accidentally kills her sister. Yeah.
There was an accident. She just killed her.
Was an accident, bro.
I mean, she said, "Oh, well, you know, we're friends. That's why I didn't kill you." And she didn't know better, I guess. But it's like
Yeah, she didn't know better. She didn't know better.
that was crazy. But I also, what do you think? Do you remember the ending, right?
I want to say they thought she died, but then she somehow got, I think, I want to say she somehow got back.
So you're saying that person is the sister?
No,
Because the sister
Lucy,
definitely died.
Lucy,
Oh,
Lucy.
Lucy. Yeah. So Lucy definitely survived. I think it
They
was Lucy.
thought she died with the
Right.
whole thing with between the daughter and mother.
Right.
But she somehow got a chance to come back.
But do you think she was gonna like start killing them, or do you think she was just gonna come back and be like, "Hey guys, what's up?" Like.
I feel it's more like, hey guys, what's up? Because in the anime, in the manga, the story continues after. Which that's another
Okay.
reason why I'm kind of upset with the team developers. They should at least make at least 2 more seasons because they're
So
because
they
you know.
made in the manga, they made one extended season, like it's the same season, but they extended it a little bit.
Nah, they extend that bitch, bro.
Like how many seasons, I'm asking.
I want to say 4, but I could be wrong.
So they made 4 seasons,
Yeah.
and you think they should make 2 more after that?
I mean, on. I think I could be wrong. I think they made 4 seasons on the manga.
But they never made a show like after
They only
that.
made 1 season. That was it. Yeah.
So there's 4 seasons in the manga, but they only made 1 season on the show.
No. Okay, let's talk for let's take it from the top. I'm looking at it right now. Elfin Lied made 12 volumes, but they only made 1 season. They took a
Oh, okay. So it's all one
I'll
season.
say like 3 books. Three they took 3 books and compacted into one. And then boom, that's it. That's for the anime.
So it's still going to end the same way then.
It's gonna end the same way, but then there's more into it after
Got you.
the anime, which that's why I'm kind of pissed off why they didn't. That's why I'm kind of like didn't give them the full 10 or like the full like a high good high number. It's
They
because
definitely could have extended it.
they could have extended at least one more season, but I didn't run Elfin Lied, so I don't know.
So, you know, Now that we talked about both animes, what would you compare and contrast them to, and which one do you think is better? Which, I mean, I think we know your answer.
In what way? Because I they're both in good in one thing. Like, I mean,
Okay, so what, yeah, so what's better about the one anime compared to the other? Like
Elf and Lied, good storyline. Good
better storyline.
storyline,
I
good
agree.
story, good character development,
Yep.
and they're well balanced when it comes to like certain things, like explain like why she's acting the way she's acting.
Right.
Another is like if you want to know, if you want to see horror, but you want to have a little a plot twist beneath the horror in that show, I will watch another.
Yeah, I would say, you know, another definitely like you have to use, I think, a little bit more of your brain to like really figure out what the fuck is going on. But I think with Elf and Lied, it's more entertaining, it's more engaging, and it's definitely like, you know, just a little more fun and at times lighthearted, but then at other times really, really intense and more direct. So it just depends on what you're like looking for, you know, if you want to be in the dark and suspense and question life and, you know, just be like, damn, like what is going on? What's gonna happen next? And not have answers, or you have some answers, but it's kind of like, you know, you're just kind of getting a lot of blood at this point, so you kind of just have to go with the flow.
Ah, yeah,
Go with the
exactly.
flow.
Go with the flow, man. Yeah, pun intended.
There was a lot of people that died in Elfen Lied where I'm just like, what the fuck? And the way they killed them too, like crazy.
Yeah, it is really crazy about that. Well, another thing I kind of do want to ask you too, if you have to recommend one anime, which one would it be between those two? Or like if some or even better, if someone tells you, I see Elf and Lied and I see another, and I want you in few in a sentence or two to describe each one of them, how would you describe it?
Well, kind of like what I said before, you know, Elfen Lied, it's great, and you know, animation, kind of old school animation, but it looks really great in 2020. A lot of blood, a lot of gore, and good fantasy, good ideologies, you know, when it talks about mankind and the destruction of mankind, good symbolism. And then with another, you know, really good suspense, trying to figure things out, you know, using your brain, mystery, and you know, teamwork somewhat. But at the end of the day, I think if I had to choose one, I would choose another.
Wow, already off the gate.
Even though I think Elfen Lied has a lot of better traits than another, I just feel like I like to use my brain more. I like to really be on my feet more, and I don't know. I was stuck to the main character more so. I feel like even though they introduced a lot of characters, you know, you're focused on the main character and the girl. And even though with Elf and Lied, there's less characters, they just kind of added random characters too, like that one random guy that kept trying to kill Lucy, and then she just let him live again, which was really funny. I didn't like the way it ended though, and I also don't like, you know, that there's three Diaconics or whatever they're called, and I feel like there could have been just like two or one. So
Okay, so if you asked me this in the early years, I would tell you straight up Elf and Lied, automatic. Even though Elf and Lied has so much pros, and all that stuff, if someone asked me right now which one I would choose, I probably would choose another. And it's
So you agree with me?
and even though I give Elf and Lied a higher grade, I will say this. You said one thing that nobody else said, and you said that just now.
What's that?
It makes you think. It doesn't give you information out like how Elf and Lied does. Elf and Lied is more blunt, straight to the truth. Look, I have two Diclonacia, Diclonius, that one is wants to be good and has an evil temper. The other one wants to screw the whole world up. They clash for the fate of the world. Lucy somewhat died. The daughter died of, I forgot how she died. I think it was like her head was messing up or her something's wasn't reacting right. Lucy, we all thought she died the second time until the ending when you see like a shadowy figure of Lucy.
Yeah.
Then you can tell, okay, cool. Lucy's alive. There's more. If you want to look at more, go on the manga, which I'm pretty sure that was fucked up how the team did. That was fucked up of you. Here, look at the manga. There's more series.
Another, definitely gotta check it out.
Another is like, okay, we have a person who just recently moved to a different school, which it has a terrible curse-like past, and our eyes different from everybody else's. We'll give you the clues, we'll give you the storyline, and we want you to use your big ass brain that the one upstairs gave you, and figure out how the story goes.
Right.
And I love those type of more stories than to be blunt and blunt, because it also kind of kills the excitement.
Right.
Because I don't mind it, but like for the new generation audience, they'd rather figure it out by themselves instead of you giving them
the answers and, you know, super obvious.
Yeah, super obvious in the hand from 1 to 14 or 1 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
Just put me at 1 and let me figure it out from 1 and then meet me in the finish line at 14. And I think that's what a lot of people like to figure out more often. That's why I like shows like One Piece and Dragon Ball to some extent. And Naruto, before Barto trash ass show was here, Naruto was like the top of the anime at that time.
I heard it's kicking up though a little bit, but I don't know if I'm gonna watch it or not. I'd rather watch like Super and other stuff like that.
But I'm gonna do that on another episode where I could compare like why a lot of old animes was really good compared to the weak animes now.
Right. Which
I can tell you because I watch both old and new.
Mm-hmm.
But that is all the time that we have for today.
Mm-hmm.
Pablo, thank you very much for a wonderful episode. Shout yourself. I'm going to give you the floor for 5. Take it away.
Hey, guys. So you already know it's Coden Pablo, a.k.a. AC Pablo on the track. I want you guys to go check out my basketball content on Ballin' with Coden Pablo on YouTube. And I have new music coming out too soon. You know, and make sure you guys subscribe to this channel as well. Really great content. My man Gio and me, you know, we're going to be chopping it up and we're going to have some special guests on this podcast in the near future. So definitely make sure you guys like and subscribe. Appreciate it, man. I really appreciate it.
Hey, no, not at all. Not at all. And for everybody, my name is Gio. My Instagram account is infamous_Gio3. I have a YouTube, Infamous TV, from your boys' music to reaction videos of rap battles and different things that correlates with music, and a channel for the Infamous podcast that is coming up very soon. So with that being said, my name is Gio. Coden Pablo up in the mix, and we'll see you in the next one. Thanks for listening.